Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yeah, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I swear the ads get jumbled in there. That was like 2 minutes longer than usual, so I apologize for the length of the break, but I'm sure there are political ads being jammed in here at the last minute. Anyway, we'll take care of that. Hey, listen, I am proud to bring on somebody that I've gotten to know and appreciate here in the last year. Ray Melick is the editor-in-chief for 1819news.com. You hear me talk about 1819 all the time. I use their resourcing. I talk about their work, and they are making a splash in the production of news and the provision of news here in the state of Alabama. Ray's got a long career working in different versions of media throughout the state, not the least of which was the Birmingham Post-Herald, the Birmingham News, and he also had his own radio show for a period of time. Ray Melick, how you doing today, man?
I'm great, Phil. I was wondering who you're bringing on there for a minute, but that is me.
Well, and you also just got what was the honor that you got inducted into the Sportscasters Hall of Fame?
They named me a legend in Alabama sports writing, which just means I'm old. But no, I appreciate it. There were some great sports writers that I kind of came up with, and they're honoring us all this year in the 50th year of the Alabama Sports Writers Association. So it's kind of a neat deal.
Well, it is a neat deal, and it's very cool, and we're proud for you. And I said that last time you were on, but I can't get over it. It's good stuff. Hey, listen, Ray, I've been doing a segment here on the show. You know, I break my show down into three parts. I call it the Triple Dipper, and the first section of the show was called Smelling the Political Barn. I mean, we're down to primary season allegedly ends next week, although I'm betting we're going to see multiple runoffs around the state. But you guys did a great piece. Sean Taylor did it. Came out yesterday on 1819, breaking down the GOP primary for U.S. Senate. The polls are all over the place. Katie Britt appears to be holding the lead now. Race for second is like up in the air. Give me your thoughts. What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, and the other wild card is just the undecideds are really a big number, anywhere from 12% to 31%, depending on, you know, which poll you look at. So, you know, the other factor is I think that the Senate race is also going to drive the governor's race, because turnout will be a big factor. And I think the interest and turnout is going to be stronger for the Senate race. And then you're going to wonder, well, who do the Katie Britt, the Mo Brooks, the Mike Durant folks vote for in the governor's race? So I think this is a big deal that's going to have some repercussions right down through the line.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I had somebody the other day, too. You know, Jeff Poore, who also writes for y'all, he said that he felt like South Alabama was going to be strongly in the Britt camp. He thought that Jefferson County was the wild card. But I had somebody else point out the other day, and I thought it was also pretty solid, that up here there's a lot of attention on filling the congressional seat being vacated by Mo Brooks, which brings more people to the polls because you got more localized-style candidates with big names trying to fill that seat. So there could be a big turnout in North Alabama that could be determinative of this whole thing, too.
Yeah, and then, you know, the people down here wonder, some of the experts, or so-called experts, will say, are Durant and Brooks both being from North Alabama, are they going to split that vote? How does that run down? So,
yeah.
But, you know, the simple truth is that Katie Britt has raised far more money, and I think the stat was something like 71% of the time in the last senatorial election nationally, the candidate that had the most money won the race. So money certainly does matter.
Yeah.
And Katie Britt has certainly got the money, and she's spending it, and we'll see. But there's going to be a runoff. I mean, I don't think there's any question, and you made a good point there. So ultimately, this race may be decided by the third-place person who they coalesce around.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting. And we do have some I want to call them also-rans, but you know what I mean. We have three other names on the ballot that nobody really knows, but they each have 1% or 2% each. And so those 1% or 2% are obviously going to go somewhere. And so it's going to be something to watch. But I do believe that runoff is inevitable in that race. So that one's going to go on through June, and I think there's going to be big money piling in. The thing that caught my attention, too, I don't know if you saw it, was there was a story on that other news service that shall remain unnamed while you're on the phone with us. But they point out that there's been a lot of money dropped in from McConnell's PAC on Katie Britt. And McConnell backed Luther Strange pretty hard in the primary, and that didn't work out very well.
Yeah, and of course, that was the Richard Shelby backed him as well, and that didn't turn out. And I do think there's a lot of people in Alabama, rightly or wrongly, that feel like Mitch McConnell hasn't really been the best Senate leader that they could have wanted. So whether that helps or hurts, but basically he's working against Mo Brooks. And again, I do think the Brooks people are motivated. I think that, if it just turns down to the ground game, I just think Brooks has got a great ground game. I don't know how strong Mike Durant's is. I really don't know Britt's. I think she's got a lot of the Shelby people, but the Shelby people are so used to winning that do they understand they've got to get out and vote? I don't know. Some factors here we just got to see.
Yeah. Well, we can smell the barn, but I suspect this is going to be a long run to the barn all the way to June. So there's that one. Well, hey, by the way, I want to talk about governor's race with you, but I sent you a text earlier. I don't know if you've heard it, but I had somebody tell me this morning. I had a breakfast meeting down in Montgomery, and I had somebody tell me this morning that they had seen a poll that said that for Secretary of State, Jim Ziegler was polling above Wes Allen. Have you seen that?
I have not, but I've heard that. Of course, Jim has run for office over and over. He's won a couple of statewide offices, and I am told by somebody that's down there in Montgomery that's pretty knowledgeable, they think he's got a chance to win this thing without a runoff. But here's the thing. Jim, and I know him, I like him, so don't take this wrong, but he's cheap, and I would be shocked if he was even spending on internal polling because he just seems to like to get out there and run his race and meet people and greet people and let it turn out how it may. But I have heard that. I've heard that he has gone ahead. And I've even heard that he could possibly win this thing just, with the margin he needs to avoid a runoff.
Wow. You got to know Wes Allen is ruining the day that Jim Ziegler got in the race. He was probably praying he was going to run for something else. and then lo and behold, he dropped in.
And again, Jim's just got a name. People just know him. I don't know that people really know what Jim stands for. But again, that's just sheer having been in the arena for so long, I think people may walk in and go, "Oh yeah, Jim Ziegler, sure." So
he was definitely in the fight for that toll bridge issue down in South Alabama a year or two ago, and then he was also the notorious person who interviewed the empty chair when he was trying to track down Governor Bentley's whereabouts. That was
that's true. He did make a name for himself at that time as the auditor trying to get more attention to that office. Which they're talking about doing away with.
Which they're talking about doing away with, exactly.
But who would have, Secretary of State wasn't that big of a race, but now with all the stuff in the election in the past time, people care about that race, and that's kind of gone below the radar, but it's turned into an important role.
It has. Never more important since the 2020 election nationwide, and that's you're right. Everybody suddenly went, wait, they do what over there? Well, listen, in the couple minutes we have left here, Ray, let me ask you your thoughts on the race for governor. Do you think we're going to see a runoff? I've still been predicting a runoff. The polls go back and forth on whether Ivy has 50% or not. What are you thinking?
Yeah, some of the polls are showing the governor in the 40% range, which is the best news that Tim James or Lindy Blanchard could hope for. If I were going to bet, it's hard for me to believe she's not going to be above 50%. I would like to see it. I think that would be a great runoff and let people really have a true, chance to speak on what they want for governor. But again, turnout's going to be big. And then I think the turnout in the Senate race, as we said before, is going to have a lot to do with whether there's a runoff for the governor's race or not.
Well, it's going to be fascinating. I still think we're going to wind up seeing a runoff for U.S. Senate. I think there's a better than even chance we're going to see a runoff for governor. And then we got Congressional District 5 up here, which is a hot race. Yeah. And we got good candidates, Paul Sanford, Casey Wardinsky, Dale Strong. I know there's a couple others that I'm just off the top of my head, I'm not saying, but the reality is
Blaylock, I think is
Blaylock. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And Roberts.
We've run profiles on all the candidates except Dale Strong, and we should have a Dale Strong profile tomorrow or the next day to complete that. That's going to be a very interesting race. You're right.
It is. And I hadn't seen the most recent polling, but last I heard, Dale Strong and Casey Wardinsky were both, up, and neither one had 50%. So We could have some big runoffs, and North Alabama may be in the running to the polling sites all the way through June for everything.
Yeah, through June 21st. I tell you, the other thing that's going to be interesting is today with the primaries in North Carolina, Pennsylvania in particular, just to see what the turnout's going to be. And then secondly, with those over, the national attention, I think, will turn to Georgia and Alabama. So we might get even more national attention turned on our state here after today is going into the next Tuesday primary.
Well, we shall see. Either way, you guys are on it. And are you guys really? And I've seen some of your candidate profiles, and I know you also had a pretty solid presentation in the 1819 magazine of a bunch of candidates statewide. Is there a resource out there where folks can go to get your profiles of candidates all in one place?
Well, you can go to the website, of course, 1819news.com. We do. We are planning to put down kind of a pre-race. We can't endorse people. We don't endorse people, but to give everybody a look at all the candidates here before next Tuesday. So best thing people can do is just keep looking to 1819news.com.
All right. That sounds good. Ray Melick, editor-in-chief over at 1819 News. Thanks for being with us, man.
Thank you. Good to talk to you as always.
All right. Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. I ran a couple of minutes long to make sure I got in to make up for that long advertisement section there. But yeah, Ray is seeing it. He's seeing it statewide. And they are putting together some great stuff on their website. I can tell you right now, there's a list of primary contests in the Alabama Senate. So if you've got Alabama senators in a primary right now, they've got a rundown of those on the website. Just go to their politics section at 1819news.com. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.